Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Veritech. Veritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. I'm Mike Salmon, and we are broadcasting live from the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. And we've got a very special show today. We've got some special guests here in the studio, a couple bull riders from the Professional Bull Riding Tour. Sean William Willingham and Brian Tittman are here in the studio. Sean, Brian, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us in today.
Professional Bull Riders is what you guys are. It's the Professional Bull Riding a tour. You guys are here in Gwinnett this weekend, but a lot going on, and you guys tour the whole country. Talk about professional bull riding. If you go to an event, what will people see?
This tour that showcases the top 35 bull riders in the whole world. So we have guys from Brazil, Canada, Australia, Mexico. Where else? Is that all of them, maybe? Canada. I mean, it's the whole world. So this is the best of the best, and we bring, you know, the best bulls in the world as well. And so there's bulls going to be coming from out west to the East Coast, and we're all meeting up here for this great event this weekend at the Infinite Energy Arena.
And you guys actually saddle up on top of these things and try to stay on them as long as you can. Is that the basic premise?
No, just
we just put a bull rope on them.
No bull rope in 8 seconds is all we're supposed to stay on. So
I got you.
After the 8 seconds, we're ready to get off and try to
job's
get free
over.
And go back to the locker room and talk about it.
So, Sean, you've been doing this for 18 years at least with PBR.
Yes.
And Brian about 5 years
yes,
or so.
Sir.
What? And you said, Brian, before the show, you started when you were 6 years old.
Yes, sir.
What in the world would possess you to want to even try doing this?
With me, it's kind of my grandpa did it, my dad did it. So it's been in my blood. It's just all I've ever known to do. That's all. We kind of just get on little calves. When I was a little bitty kid, they just pin them up against the side and you just jump on them and hope they can hang on.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm just south of Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. And you're from Georgia?
Georgia, Somerville.
Sean is from Somerville, Georgia. What possessed you to want to get into bull riding?
It was crazy. We have a little, where I live is a small town, and we have a rodeo once a year, and it's a full rodeo, and that's the biggest thing that happens in that town all year long. So I went as a kid, and we watched, and of course, you know, as little kids, we run wild throughout the rodeo and wasn't really paying attention, you know, getting in trouble. But then they make a big deal. When the bull riding starts, they kind of make a bigger deal out of it. Hey, this is bull riding. Get your kids back off the fence, blah, blah, blah. And so I watched and nobody rode a bull for 8 seconds. And I was a pretty big competitor as a kid growing up in other sports. And I'm like, I can ride one of those for 8 seconds. And then it took a few months of convincing my dad. But eventually he loaded about 6 of us up and we went and got on some bulls. And I knew right away, like I was terrible at it. Like, and that's what drove me to come back, because I was dead set on that I could ride one for 8 seconds. And I was not going to be denied until I rode one for 8 seconds. And all my other buddies there was done after the first one. They said, okay, we're good. I don't want no more. And then my dad's like, what about you? I was like, well, can I get on another one? They're like, oh, no. So he obviously knew that I had it, you know, from the get-go. And then things just went from there. And
was there drinking involved?
No, not at that age. I was pretty young. I'm not saying there hasn't ever been drinking involved in, well, I've been riding bulls, but not starting off for sure. And it was just something I was determined to to figure out how to ride one of these animals for 8 seconds. And it took me a while. And I think being a big competitor growing up, and I just wasn't going to be denied. And then I fell in love with it, trying to figure it out. So, and that's all I've ever had to do is ride bulls for a living and go from town to town and make my living.
I'm assuming, and it's a tough way to make a living, because I'm assuming both of you guys have had probably been injured many times, been stomped on by a bull.
Yeah, we got quite a bit if you combine them.
Maybe one or two here and there.
But is this a full-time job?
Yes, sir.
Full-time. I've never, knock on wood, I've never had a day job or had to do anything else outside of riding bulls.
Me either.
Well, PBR is one of the fastest growing sports around today. It's become a pretty big business, according to some of the numbers that we have here. 82.5 million fans in the U.S., and it's available in more than 400 million homes in 130 territories on TV. The PBR on CBS is often one of the weekend's top rated sporting events. For you, Sean, having been doing this for 18 years professionally, you've obviously seen that growth. Talk about what it was like when you first got started and what it looks like today.
Man, it was when I first got started, I thought it was the biggest and best thing that was going. And at the time it was. But now to see the crowds, and I mean, it's every weekend, you know, we have a sold out crowd, and it don't matter where you're at. It's just people love watching bull riding, and I've never met anybody that's ever come and watched it that was disappointed or said they never want to come back. They're always all like, man, this was the best experience that I've ever had. And they can't wait to come back. And I think that's why our sport has grown to where it is now. And, you know, and the bull riders that are here to ride for the entertainment, you know, we get put out in the public eye pretty regular. So we interact with fans. And I think that's what makes our sport separates from the other sports, you know, because the fans can interact with us. They get to see us up close and personal. And they also get to watch us ride, you know, try to ride these crazy bulls.
Brian, being a little newer to the tour, have you found it kind of interesting that in some places you do get recognized now?
Oh, no.
A little bit of a celebrity?
I just keep everything to basics. I'm the same person I was before I even made it anywhere. So that's how I was raised. That's how I've always been. Mom told me not to act any different. So just be the same.
Now, you guys corrected me before we went on the air because I kept using the, and I don't know if I can say it, it's a bad word around you guys. I use the R word, rodeo. This is not rodeo. This is professional bull riding. Explain the difference between someone that might think, okay, it's rodeo. What's the difference between rodeo and bull riding?
Well, the rodeo, there's all the events. That means you got horses and all that. And the PBR is just bull riding. It's just the best bulls in the world and the best guys in the world.
How does it work when you come to a professional bull riding event? You know, you mentioned 35 or there's a number of guys, and then there's competitions, and then it's whittled down to the top two. And how do you crown a champion at the end of the event?
Oh, it's 35 guys. We'll start off on Saturday night here. We'll all ride one bull.
Okay.
Come back on Sunday, all 35 guys will ride a second bull. The top 15 on two scores gets on the third bull in the championship round.
Talk about the money that can be made here. I mean, I understand that there's some majors. Let's say New York, Arlington, Vegas, and Nashville. So kind of like tennis and golf, you have your majors, but there's some good money to be won out there.
To win here will be $40,000 for the winner.
It's pretty good money for 24 seconds.
24 seconds of work.
24 seconds of work, and you
call
can win up to $40,000. That's not bad.
Oh, it's a good day.
When I do watch it on TV, most of the guys are fairly young. Sean, you've been around 18 years now, so you obviously started when you were like, what, 8 years old or 10 years old?
There's guys that I'm competing against now that was not even born when I was riding.
How much longer can your body stand this?
This is it. This is my last year. I've announced my retirement earlier this year. I'm going to go one full year with them, and this is probably going to be it for me for sure.
Why are you shaking your head, Brian?
He ain't done.
Everybody He's tells me I'm not done, right. But I still ride good. But, you know, that's the thing. I want to go out on my terms. And this sport, you really don't get a say-so. Sometimes the bulls will end your career a lot sooner than you want. And I've been fortunate enough to make it this long without too bad of injuries. I mean, I've had my fair share for sure. And as of late, you know, the last 2 years, they just seem like they just keep piling up more and more. And, you know, I'm kind of tired of being hurt. And
it's probably rough, too, just sitting out a week or two and have to come back, and then you're like off and on. It's kind of like when injury hits, it's a little longer. Your body don't heal as fast.
But you said a few minutes ago, knock on wood, you've never had a real job. What are you going to do when you're not doing this?
I don't know. I'm in trouble. No, I got a bunch of stuff I'm starting to do.
He's going to take up bingo for sure.
Take up bingo. I can call bingo games pretty good. I did that my first time at the Children's Hospital this week, which is pretty fun. I started a pressure washing business, a little small pressure washing business to clean houses and buildings, and which it could be pretty good. I also promote my own bull riding event in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is the Sean Willingham Invitational. It is a PBR event, not this level, but one of our minor league tour stops. And so it's pretty fun. I get to do that and learn the other side of the bull riding world other than just being a rider. You know, now I do some promoting and I realize how hard it is to put these things together, and it just don't come together just by the snap of fingers. There's a lot of hours and a lot of hard work that goes into it.
We're joined by Sean Willingham and Brian Tittman here on Gwinnett Business Radio. They're professional bull riders with PBR. It's in Gwinnett County this weekend as we do the podcast live here in March. But of course, you can catch them anytime. What's the website for folks that want to find out where your next stop might be so they can maybe get tickets?
PBR.com.
Pretty simple.
Yes, sir.
PBR.com. So whenever you might listen to this podcast, go to PBR.com and go check it out. And it seems like it's a working man's sport, blue collar. You know, you guys work hard. That's your probably typical fan. Would I be correct about that? Tickets are probably very affordable for families.
Yes, sir. They're starting at $15 and up.
Okay, I got you. And it looks like some of the numbers here, as far as the social numbers, over 4.5 million followers on your global social community, 2.6 million likes on Facebook, 145,000 followers on Twitter, over 500,000 followers on Instagram. How it seemed, I'm sure you guys are encouraged a lot to be active on social media and to interact with your fans.
Yeah, I just like reaching out to fans, people that want to talk to you. I just give them the time of day and talk to them. It's pretty awesome.
And Brian, how old are you?
I'm 29.
So you're kind of used to this. You kind of grew up with it to a certain extent. Sean, a little bit older, something that you had to be coaxed into, or are you taking to it pretty nicely?
Definitely had to get some lessons for sure. Yeah. But not very, you know, the guy that taught me how to ride bulls, he never really told me how to ride them. He just gave me suggestions on, like, you know, if I would get on one and I wouldn't ride for 8 seconds. And he would kind of talk me through it and ask me questions. He's like, so what, you know, what did this feel like? And I would tell him, and he's like, well, just try next time. It'd be like, just try this, or like something small. I'd be like, one time he even told me, he's like, hey, try to look for your feet while you're riding. Try to spot your feet. You know, if one goes left, try to find your left toe. And they just kind of clicked with me. It was pretty simple. And I just, you know, eventually it just started clicking. And then the more bulls I got on, the more it clicked, and the more, and it's all, you know, riding bulls is all off feel. It's kind of like if you're going to go dancing, you want to have a good dance partner that keeps up with you and y'all flow good together. It's the same in bull riding. You want to leave the chute with the bull in good rhythm. That way you can flow with him the whole ride.
Not all bulls are created equal. Some might be a little more ornery than others on certain nights. Do you select the bulls, or is it random? How is it random? How is it chosen?
It's just random draw, computer drawn. Random.
So you might get lucky and get a bull that might just not be kicking as much one night as
Yeah, that's just bad luck right there.
But they do have a rule with the judges. You know, they judge us on our bulls, how well the bulls buck. So if the bull don't perform as good as the judge thinks he could have, or give me a fair chance to win first place, they will give you an option for a reride.
So it's not just a stopwatch.
No,
there's a little wiggle room.
Yeah, there's a little bit, not much. Them judges, they're pretty strict on what's going on, and which is good. You know, it is a judge sport. That's the only thing that's really bad about what we do, because it's, you know, it's somebody else's decision on which ride was better. And, you know, we're always like, well, this ride was better than this guy and this, and then it don't work out that way. But, you know, we're not judges neither, and I don't really care to be one, but they have the hardest job, I do believe, to try to figure out which one, you know, how can you say this ride was better than this other ride? I mean, it's kind of hard to...
No, it is.
It's even hard for us to point out as riders, you know, because there's rides that we're like, man, that guy's going to win the bull ride, and he may not even win any money.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's just whatever they think is
whatever
at the
likes.
Time.
Whatever they like.
It's whatever the judge likes, really. So if you impress the judge, you're pretty good.
Just become best friends with him. You ought to be all right.
Outside of injuries, are there times when you guys are touring that's like, I just don't want to get on a bull tonight?
No, I mean, if I ever have that cross my mind, I think it's time to call it quits. Yeah, that's a sport you don't want to mess around with and keep on edge. If you don't feel like you ought to be there and you don't feel like you ought to win, because I want to go out there, I want to do the best that I can. And when I leave the house, I'm knowing I'm going to win. So there's no point of holding back, give it everything I have and lay it on the line.
And Sean is the old man in the sport. And I say that with a smile on my face. Have there been times over the years where you're like, you're second guessing yourself? Why am I doing this?
Well, I'm never really second guessing myself on riding bulls, but second guessing myself on the things I did the night before, maybe.
It does.
Come in not feeling real good. You know, I've been out all night or something crazy. I'm like, man, what am I doing? Why would I do that? And stayed up all night. And now I got to ride and perform in front of all these fans. But it usually worked out in my favor that way. So it was okay.
It does suck leaving home though every once in a while. When you have to leave home after you kind of settled in and cooped up, you just don't want to have to get out there sometimes, but it's a job.
I always say here in Business Radio X, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. So you want to at least have some fun while you're doing what you love. And you guys are doing that, Sean Willingham and Brian Tittman with PBR, Professional Bull Riding. For those that, you mentioned the website, pbr.com, so we want to send everybody to the website to find out anything you want about you guys and the events coming up. For those that want to follow you maybe on Twitter or anywhere else, you want to give any social media stuff?
It's just my name. Brian Tittman, BryanTittman.
And Sean, even though you might have had to, you know, go a little, you know, drag it into social media, you would be at
Sean Willingham, SeanWillingham.
Pretty good.
Great. Twitter, Facebook,
Telegram,
all kinds of stuff. You can find me anywhere. No Instagram. Telegram. Yeah. Telegram.
So for those on the fence and you know, thinking whether or not they want to actually go check out PBR, what do you want to say to those people listening that, you know, why they should go? The ones that maybe seen it on TV but have never seen it in person. Is this one of those sports where it's just so much better to see it in person?
Oh, for sure. It's my deal. If you ain't never seen it and you want to see it, just take a chance. I mean, you got to take a chance at everything alive. So why not just step out of your comfort zone and go after it?
This is definitely a show you want to see live. I mean, you miss so much from the TV that you don't get to see at the real shows. And that's why I love this sport, because the live shows are the best. You know, you can watch it on TV and the bulls you see there, they don't look like they're as bucking as hard, but you get there live in person and then it kind of amps them up a lot.
So go check it out live at least once, and you probably get hooked.
Yeah, you're hooked.
Great. Sean, Brian, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
To stay with our theme here on Gwinnett Business Radio, I want to talk about another sporting event going on here in Gwinnett County. Atlanta United, of course, the soccer team that plays at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, had an incredible first season here in Atlanta, and they just recently held a press conference here in Gwinnett County announcing that their player development team, Atlanta United 2, is going to be kicking off its first season at Coolray Field. They'll play in the United Soccer League, which is the second tier of American soccer here in this country. And during the press conference, or after the press conference, I had a chance to talk to some of the folks involved. Katie Griggs is the VP of Business Operations for the Atlanta United. She'll be overseeing the Gwinnett team. I also talked with Darren Eels, the president of Atlanta United. And here are some of those comments from the press conference.
I think Gwinnett County represents a phenomenal opportunity for us. Looking at our first team base of ticket holders, we already know that there's an affinity for soccer, but we also know that traffic to Atlanta can be really difficult, especially for families. So for us, we're looking at it as a way to extend the brand. As we mentioned, we're from a Marietta standpoint in Cobb County. We have our academy training out there in the training ground. In Atlanta Central, we actually have our Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For us now, it's an opportunity to bring the brand out east and towards Gwinnett County to really continue to engage those fans and hopefully give them something to be really excited about. So whether it's attending at Coolray or whether it's having some of them ultimately make it down to Atlanta as well, we think that there's a phenomenal opportunity to grow the base for soccer and for both of our clubs.
Darren, this is just the next natural step, I guess, for Atlanta United, is to have a team like this nearby to help develop players?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Katie spoke about the sort of business side of things, but then there's the technical side, which is really important to us as a club, because we've got an amazing academy. We won the Under-16 National Championship last year. So we've got this talent pipeline of players, and it's a big jump to go from academy straight into the Atlanta United first team, because obviously we're one of the top teams in MLS and we've got some great players. Atlanta United 2 gives them that chance to get real cut their teeth in professional football and develop them, and then hopefully we're going to see stars of the future that are going to ultimately play for the Atlanta United first team. So I think it's really exciting for us, both from a business side of things and also from a technical side.
And Scott Donnelly is the head coach of Atlanta United 2, so I also had a chance to ask him his thoughts and his excitement about having this team here in Gwinnett County.
I mean, we're very excited. It's a chance for Atlanta United to get into maybe a new area of Atlanta and bring the product and the brand a little bit closer to this part of the city. So what fans can expect is a very exciting team on the field, a similar product to what the first team is bringing to Mercedes-Benz in a slightly smaller, even more intimate venue. So I think they're gonna see all the same things that they've come to expect from the club with Atlanta United too, and it's right here in their backyard in Gwinnett County. So we're really excited about that.
And once again, we're excited to announce and welcome Atlanta United to Gwinnett, and looking forward to a great season at Cool Ray Field. Before I say goodbye, I got one more question for Sean, our professional bull rider here in the studio. I know you guys like to have a good time, and when you go out and you go to one of the cowboy bars around town, and if they have one of those mechanical bulls, do you get on the bull and show off, or do you try to stay away from those things?
I stay away. We don't get on those. They create bad habits for riding the real thing. And so I don't really, even if I've had too much, when I was younger, there's no way. I still never got talked into getting on it.
You see the movies all the time and they have those mechanical bulls. And so I figured I'd ask, you're a real pro. You might be able to make a little money there in the bar or in the restaurant.
Shoot, those things are kind of hard to ride sometimes. They'll embarrass you more than they'll help you out.
Stay away from the mechanical bulls. That's what you learned here on this show. Again, our thanks to Sean and Brian for joining us here in the studio. For Trey, my producer, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.